Okay, hello everyone, this is Combis. Today I'd like to talk about time. As we can see, this week's topic is about time that we want to discuss, and I'd like to know your ideas about time. So, mine. What about mine? For me, time is one of the most important aspects that I can take into consideration myself, and you should do the same, because time is very precious, and time is not something that we can just say, oh, there's always time. No, of course not. We have a limited time. Maybe we only live a life, maybe 60 years life or 70 years life, who knows. We have to be careful about our lives, right? So we have to know how we are actually using our times and what we are doing exactly. So time is very, very precious. So at the moment I'm 24. I spent 24 years on earth, and I don't know for how long I'm gonna live, but I know that time is going by. And at the moment I'm recording this, you can see that time is going on, and I can stop it, right? So I can see the time is little by little tick talking, and I can't stop it, and I have to spend some times to record this, and I spend some times to say hello to my family, to share my love with them, to make money, to work, to actually have some hobbies, right? We discuss about hobbies, but here we go. We need times for hobbies. We need times for work. Without time, you can't do anything. Okay, so time is very important for me, and I'm sure it is important for you too. So, about the questions. How much free time do you usually have? Not much. You know, I do have free times when it comes to, seeing me from outside. People think, oh, he's constantly at home. He's not going anywhere, so he has lots of free time. No way. I'm constantly working. I'm working in a lot of things, you know, for example, I work on our project, our group's project, and of course we had a project about time, right? Do you remember that from Jay Shetty? So thanks to the guys who translated this, Miss Madese translated that, so I can say that it's a very important topic. And of course, I don't have much time. Mostly, if I have some free time, I would spend on... I like to spend, actually, on drawing and practice drawing. So, I like drawing, and sometimes I exercise a little bit. My free times is not free times at all, because I'm doing something. It's not for relaxing. So, I can say that I'm a busy person in some ways. I don't like to be busy, but I am. I don't know how to deal with this, but I think that I will find a solution for this problem. It's not a problem. I'm into this, so I chose this. So every problem at first must be, chosen, and then after that we go and solve it, right? Yay, there's a problem there. So we must find a solution for that. So the second question is, how important is time to you? I discuss about this, right? At the beginning of this voice, I discuss about how important time is, because time is going on. We can't stop it. We can't stop it. Time is the most important thing. Okay, we see money because money is obvious, but we can't see time. And unfortunately, time is going on. I lost my watch. I wanted to look at my watch and say, "Hey, this is very important," but yeah, I lost it. So yeah, time is very important. Time is so precious. We need time to work. We need time to do our hobbies, do lots of different things, love people, discuss with people. Actually, time is very important. And of course, we have to set aside time for the things that we matter the most, right? For the things that are super important for us. So yeah, the time is important for the important things. So Number three, if you had more free time, what would you do? I think I would draw a lot. And if I had lots of free time, maybe I would do the things that makes me feel good. For example, I would draw. I would, for example, exercise a little bit. I would spend a little bit of time with my family, and I would spend a little bit of time to watch soccer matches and watch television and different stuffs. And that's it. I don't have anything in my mind. But of course, if I had lots of free time, I would watch tutorials and draw a lot because I want to be a professional artist. So I'm on a path. I'm on that path. So I'm gonna do that no matter what. So yeah, if I had lots of free time, I would draw. And I would watch tutorials. I would do a lot of things that is related to my passion. So time is money. Yes, it is. Do you agree or disagree? Yes, I agree. I totally agree. And why? Okay, the question is, why do I agree with this? Because money doesn't matter when you're dead, right? Yeah, this is it, right? Money doesn't matter when you're dead. So when you're under the soil, so I think that time is the money. Time is money because time is the most precious thing. As you know, in that clip, in that video, we watched that. Jay Shetty was talking about, lots of money that every day will be deposited in our bank account or our life accounts, right? Days accounts. So imagine that we have some seconds, some moments in our life that we have to take care of them. So time is the money. When you don't have time, you can't do anything. So that's why I think that we must understand time better. And we must set aside time for our passions more than anything else. And I don't know. Unfortunately, I can see a lot of people, they're wasting constantly their time. They're just following the things that is not related to their passions, and that's really sad. How do you feel about time that is wasted? Oh, when I find actually sometimes that is wasted, I feel devastated in some ways. Sometimes I tell myself, why? Why did I waste that? So I constantly tell myself, what the hell is wrong with you? And most nights I just lay on my bed and I think about the times I wasted for the day. And I know I'm talking big, I'm talking a lot about time, but yeah, I'm still human, right? There are gonna be some times that I waste. Yes, still my plans, my schedules are better than anyone else, or a lot of people at least. But still, I waste a lot of time. So I'm working on it. But when I feel super sad, I know that I wasted something. So yeah, when the time goes, you can't stop it. So being super sad is not very important. It can't give you anything. So instead of that, yeah, I feel sad. I feel in some ways unhappy. But I tell myself, okay, man, tomorrow is a new day. So let's do it. Let's try something. Let's do something that you want that is related to your passion. So I started the schedule, which is related to my passion. And each day, I don't force myself. I just tell myself, dude, you have this time, so don't waste it. Just draw at least one line, and then you will feel much more motivated. Because each time I draw just one line, I go for 1 hour or 2 hours. Just the problem is just when it comes to starting the things, right? So, and I just tell to a lot of people, when you want to learn something, it's hard to start. It's because of inertia. You think that, ah, oh, I can't start this, not today, not today. And you just go and say, okay, let's do something, easy. For example, if you want to be an artist, just draw a line. And you just draw a line, and after that, you make it two, three, four, five, six lines, and then you go on. So the problem is starting, and the thing that is so annoying is the starting point. When you start, you see, okay, so let's draw a girl or something. Let's paint it a little bit. Or even when you feel bored, you do that, right? You just draw something and you go for it. And I think that it is very common in a lot of different areas. Like, for example, English. When you want to study English, it's hard to start, you know? But when you play it, when you walk a little bit, when you do the things that you must do, you finally find yourself, okay, I'm listening to this. Okay, let's make it done. Let's finish it. And you continue until it's finished. So I think that yeah, I'm sure that we waste a lot of money. We have wasted a lot of money. And we are wasting a lot of money right now. But it's still, that's it. We can't do anything about that. Because money, when money goes, you can earn money. You can go again, work and earn money. But you can earn time. You can buy time. So when the time goes, when the time is wasted, all you can do is just do your best the next day, the next time. So I think that that's it. I think I talked a lot, and I know if I continue like this, it's gonna be 20 minutes. So okay, that's it. I like to hear your ideas, guys. So please share your ideas, record your voice, and talk about these five questions. If you like to add anything, you can add it and talk about it. Okay, guys, see you next time, and bye.